Come on in. Excellent. That's exactly what I needed. Ah, Mr. Worf. As a good doctor, bearing gifts.
Ale from Enon 6. Your omelets deserve no less.
This is not an efficient method for the preparation of sustenance.
Oh, you're right, David. The ship's computer would be more efficient, but it wouldn't allow for the subtlety needed for great cooking. It would give you all of the ingredients in predetermined measurements. It wouldn't allow for flair or individuality.
And Data, as we both know, flair is what marks the difference between artistry and mere competence.
For much of the history of mankind, the breaking of bread was a symbol of friendship and community, something we've gotten away from in the 24th century. Ah, you have a practiced hand, Commander.
Yes, I have my father to thank.
Your father? Like the cook?
No, he hated it. That's why he left it sore to me.
It is my understanding that in most human families, the woman shares in the cooking.
There were only the two of us. I never knew my mother. She died when I was very young.
Where did you get these eggs?
On our last stop.
At Starbase 73?
Yeah.
What kind of eggs did you say these were?
Owan. For you, Data?
Something special?
Don't be afraid. They won't bite you. And for you, Mr. Worf?
A cook is only as good as his ingredients.
This far. Where's its mothership?
Sensors indicate there is at least one life form aboard the shuttle, sir. Humanoid.
I have someone to answer your questions, number one. Open hailing frequencies.
Communication is not possible, sir. The shuttle is without power.
Set course to intercept. Estimate intercept in 3 minutes.
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Thank you.
42679.2. While en route to the Endicott system, we have encountered a Federation shuttlecraft which seems to have appeared out of nowhere. There are no indications of where it came from or how it got out here.
We are closing on the shuttlecraft, sir.
Thank you, Lieutenant. On screen. Magnify. Prepare to lock on tractor beam.
Target vehicle. We will be within tractor beam range in 2 seconds.
Set automatic locking device. Alert Shuttle Bay 2.
Shuttle Bay 2, prepare for retrieval procedure.
Locking tractor beam.
You're with me, Mr. Worf.
Dr. Pulaski, you're unneeded in Shuttle Bay 2.
I've been monitoring. I'm on my way.
Engage secondary tractor beam.
Shuttlecraft, all right. Yet there are no Federation bases or vessels in this area.
NCC-1701D. USS Enterprise. Shuttlecraft 5. NCC-1701D. USS Enterprise. Shuttlecraft 5.
How is it possible?
Come here.
Captain?
Yes, number one.
Are you on the bridge?
Where else would I be?
Well, right now, I think you should be in Shuttle Bay 2.
Why, what is it?
This I think you should see for yourself. Bring Commander Data.
Life signs are very confusing. His heartbeat is strong, but the pulse is off.
Is he injured?
No signs of trauma.
Why is he unconscious? What happened to him?
I can't say. The readings of his brain waves are very strange.
Strange? What way? Unhuman? Artificial?
No, neither. They're just out of phase.
Can you revive it?
I wouldn't even attempt it till we get him into safety. Come on, let's get him back. I have never felt anything quite like this before, so it's difficult to put into words. That person is you.
No.
He is as much Jean-Luc Picard as the person I'm standing next to. Beyond that,
there is very little I can be sure of. I will have to wait until he regains consciousness before knowing more.
Data, I need to know what's on the shuttle's logs.
Captain, both primary and reserve power has been drained from the shuttle. I'm going to have to connect to the Enterprise in order to activate the shuttle systems.
Geordi, report to Shuttle Bay 2 immediately.
I'm on my way.
I'll be in sick bay. Keep me informed.
Captain.
Team this. Looks like the damage caused by an antimatter explosion. It's been just out of range of the shuttle. Data, I need those logs. Counselor. We'll be on the bridge.
Lieutenant?
Resume course and speed. Scanners at maximum range.
Maximum range.
You go. Should have power now.
Whoa.
What happened?
Polarity is not compatible.
It's not possible. The connection's idiot-proof.
The power requirements of the shuttle do not match those of the Enterprise. We will need a variable phase inverter to align the power from the Enterprise to the circuits of the shuttle.
Data. What do you think is going on here? I don't mean just with the shuttle. I mean everything.
I do not have enough information.
I'm just starting a complete medical workup. His vital signs are distorted. Some of the indicators are totally depressed. Others are fluctuating wildly. I can't explain any of it. But he is alive. The restraints are for his own protection.
Have you been able to determine why he's still unconscious?
No, but I have been able to rule out any head injury.
Wake him.
Got it now. That ought to give you something. Making this power adjustment is very tricky. By all rights, this connection should blow all the shuttle circuits.
Perhaps you had better step out of the way.
All right. But remember, you're not indestructible yourself, you know.
Increase the power.
Powering up.
Adjust the inverter 2%
positive. 2% positive. It's the right decision, but it's having the opposite effect.
Yes.
I don't understand. I can't think of anything that would cause the circuit to change so radically.
Adjust the inverter 2% negative.
Okay. 2% negative. That's it. It shouldn't work, but it does. Hey, Data. Hey, look at the star date. 426.79.5. Captain.
Go ahead.
Captain, we've been able to reactivate the shuttle, and the onboard clock indicates that the shuttle is 6 hours in front of us. Captain, do you read me? If the shuttle's from 6 hours into the future, then so is the other Captain Picard.
Captain's log, supplemental. Part of the mystery has been solved. The reason there are two number 5 shuttlecrafts is because one of them is from the future. 6 hours, to be exact. And so, presumably, is the facsimile of me.
Try and wake him again.
It's only a sedative.
I know what it is. Don't sedate him. Let him be.
Let him remain conscious.
I've never seen anything like this. Are you all right?
Fine, Doctor. Save your ministrations for your patient. I want a staff meeting in 5 minutes. Doctor, I assume you will want to remain here.
Yes, I will monitor the conference from here.
Keep me informed of any changes, no matter how small.
Captain's log supplemental. I've been informed that Mr. Data has recovered the logs from the duplicate shuttlecraft. I am more than apprehensive to play back a log which will not be recorded for several hours.
Captain, we've retrieved all we're going to get out of the shuttle logs, including the last visual records. Everything before that is just a jumble.
Show me.
The distortion is because we had to use a phase inverter to retrieve the logs. The quality will improve slightly.
According to the shuttle log, the Enterprise was destroyed 3 hours, 19 minutes from now.
Captain, we also have a portion of the last log entry. It's audio only.
Captain, personal log supplemental. I have just witnessed the total destruction of the USS Enterprise with the loss of all hands. A1.
All attempts to obtain further information from the shuttle have failed.
Well, at least now we have something to go on.
I just don't understand how you could have ended up in a shuttlecraft while the Enterprise was being destroyed.
Nor I. The last thing you would do is leave the bridge of the Enterprise during an emergency.
Yes.
All right. Let's proceed.
agreed on the premise that what we have just seen happened, and that in less than 4 hours from now,
the Enterprise will be destroyed, and somehow, although this is unfathomable, I and I alone escape discussion.
Our destination is the Endicore system. We're due to arrive in 3 days. The charts show nothing of consequence, certainly nothing to threaten the Enterprise between here and there.
Sensors indicated no other vessels, Federation or otherwise, in this area.
Ada, I have nothing to offer. There is not enough information upon which to base an hypothesis.
Well, the shuttle apparently came from somewhere up ahead, so rather than continuing on this course, maybe we should stop here and let whatever it is out there come to us.
We may already be too late.
What are you saying? That stopping and turning right or left, even reversing our course, would be pointless?
When we brought the shuttle and the other Picard on board, we committed to a sequence of events which may be unalterable.
Yes, this is not some rock on the trail which once seen can easily be avoided. This is much more complex.
There is the theory of the Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
So when we reach that point, whatever happened will happen again. The Enterprise will be destroyed, the other Picard will be sent back to meet with us, and we do it all over again. Sounds like someone's idea of hell to me.
Well, I know this much. We can't avoid the future.
Agreed. So, let's continue on course. Somewhere out there, something will happen. A decision will be made, during the course of which I will be separated from the Enterprise. At the time, the decision will seem to be correct, but it won't be. We have to anticipate and not make the same mistake once. Something is waiting for us out there. Let's try and determine what it is as quickly as possible.
Beginning to realize how much of the body is held together by its own internal clock. He was thrown out of time, which caused his body systems to change their rhythm. Now, slowly, as we get closer to the time that he left, his internal body clock is realigning.
You're saying that when our time intersects with the time he left, in that instant he will function normally, and there will be two of us.
Right now, that is my guess.
Doctor, I don't think that's possible.
I'm able to feel much more from him now, Captain. His emotions are still a jumble. He wants to leave this ship.
Captain's log supplemental. We continue on course to Endicore. We are now less than 2 hours away from our rendezvous with ourselves.
What? Maximum scan, sir. Nothing unusual to report.
If this timetable is correct, we could get an indication of something very soon.
Bridge, this is sick day.
Yes, Doctor.
Captain, my patient is more coherent.
I'm on my way. You have the bridge, number one.
His His vital signs are more normal, which is to say more like ours. He is calmer.
He's aware of me.
Perhaps, in some fashion.
But he knows where he is. Who is here with him?
Look out.
What went wrong? You know, don't you? What did you do?
What happened? Why did you leave the ship? Don't turn away. Look at me. Picard, look at me.
Captain, he doesn't understand you.
He knows I'm here.
Yes, but in a nightmare of disjointed images and half-heard voices. He's in another dimension, looking at us across a great chasm. And he's feeling remorse at what he witnessed. He's afraid.
What is he afraid of?
Captain, he can't answer you. When we get closer to his time, he may be able to.
You're still convinced he's me?
Yes, but you're not convinced.
Not in the slightest. Except for his features, there is nothing about him that I find familiar.
Counselor, I want you to stay with him. He'll be able to communicate with you before anyone else.
I don't know how long anyone could take this kind of anxiety state. There has to be a breaking point. I think he's handling it very well. He has a lot of anger. Yes, because of what he represents. And what is that? Doubt. He's afraid that seeing him here and knowing what happened to the Enterprise will make him timid. Or worse, make him hesitate. Part of my job is to anticipate problems. My duty is to the captain, but first to the ship and its crew. Doctor, the captain is quite capable of making command decisions. Yes, for now. But this situation has put him under extreme pressure of a unique and very personal kind. We both know that pressure will only increase. You said yourself that he already has doubt, which is understandable and healthy, and could be potentially paralyzing. Now, if we begin to see signs that he's acting in an irrational manner, I have the authority and the duty to relieve him. I don't think that will be necessary. I hope you're right.
The shuttle to be thrown back in time.
None that we've encountered. In theory, accelerating beyond warp 10.
Using the gravitational pull of a star to slingshot back in time. Is that what happens here?
The shuttle doesn't have warp capability.
No. So some external force was needed.
We've never encountered a natural force that powerful. Why only 6 hours? Why not a day or a year?
Are you saying that there was some conscious mind at work here?
There's no evidence either way. Now, the traveler moved through time. using the power of his mind.
I don't think that's the case here.
No. And Mannheim's experiments with gravity and time were rudimentary and uncontrollable.
Captain, I think this is one instance where you should suppress your natural tendencies.
Oh, really?
One of your strengths is your ability to evaluate the dynamics of a situation and then take a definitive, preemptive step, take charge. Now, you're frustrated because you not only can't see the solution, you can't even define the problem.
Go on.
What we're facing is neither a person or a place, at least not yet. It's time.
You're saying I should just sit down, shut up, and wait.
Well, I wouldn't have put it exactly like that.
Not something I do easily.
Your Persian flaw.
Yes, perhaps it is.
Captain, to the bridge.
Report. This energy vortex has just appeared beneath us. There was no warning.
Well, at least they're waiting, though.
Supplemental. We have apparently intersected with something.
It is similar to our tractor beams, sir, only much more powerful.
Briggs, this is Lieutenant LaForge.
Briggs?
The pull on the Enterprise is steady. I'm having to hold the warp engines at 30% in order to maintain our present position.
Transfer engineering control to the bridge.
On my way, Captain.
Captain, there is a consciousness here. Not thought. More like instinct.
What do you think, Donald?
They were being probed. Steam is coming from the center of the vortex. Sensors show it to be only a mass of energy.
What is it trying to learn?
I think it's trying to determine if we are life support.
We'll stay and investigate.
Agreed.
Unless that was the mistake. Staying too long.
Possibly.
We should go now.
Well,
that would be the prudent move.
Never thought I'd hear myself saying something like that.
Under the circumstances, sir, I think you're right.
But you would rather stay and find out what it is. What is its intent?
Engineering transfer to bridge.
Mr. LaForge.
Sir.
Try and take us out of here. Maximum warp.
Aye, sir. And set the velocity at warp 9.
Engage.
Still very strong. I'm having to hold in warp 7 just to maintain our position.
Everything we do tightens its grip. See what we can learn.
Launch a class 1 probe.
Aye, sir.
Needed to hold this position is enormous.
How long can you maintain it?
Just a few minutes, and then we're going to have to shut down again.
Captain, some kind of energy just surrounded my patient.
You're alive?
Yes.
Out of the photons, Mr. Worf. Lock on the center of the vortex. Photon torpedoes locked on target. Hold to my order.
Like a rag in a dog's mouth.
I am now at maximum warp.
It's you, Captain. It was the entire ship, but now it has focused its attention entirely on me.
Captain, I can't hold it any longer. If we don't shut down right now, we are going
hold this position. Captain, if I were to leave the Enterprise, would its attention still be focused on you?
Yes, I think it would.
You'd never survive.
In those few seconds, the Enterprise might break free. That's what he... The other Picard must have thought.
Captain, where are you going?
You're off the bridge, number one.
Leaving the ship?
We may be on a road that has no turn.
Doing?
No, release him.
Security, district bay.
No. Security, disregard that order and clear all personnel. Repeat, all personnel from Shuttle Bay 2. Any distractions. You, stay here. You've made a decision to leave the ship.
I must.
Why? The energy of the vortex wants me.
You're certain?
Yes. It's an entity, a life form, which recognizes the Enterprise as an entity with me as its brain, and it wants me.
Shuttle Bay 2. What's your other option? And may be distracted long enough for the Enterprise to escape.
You're wrong. If you leave, the Enterprise will be destroyed. Don't you remember? You saw it happen.
If I don't leave the ship, then the Enterprise will be destroyed.
If that's true, then help me. We want the same thing. We both want the Enterprise to be safe. But there is a piece of information I don't have. What is it?
It's me.
You!
Captain.
Yes?
We're about to lose warp drive.
Understood.
Understood.
When you say it wants you, you mean it's still you. Only you, and it's not me.
You're confusing me. We're almost out of time. Get to the shuttle.
Wait! You can. I'll let you. But first, tell me, what was your other choice?
Stand aside.
You must tell me. What was it?
You don't know what I'm talking about. You're locked into a single intent, unable to change, unable to alter any of your previous actions.
I believe there's no other way.
There must be.
But it would never work.
What is it? What would never work?
Believe.
What was the other choice? We can't fight. We can't escape. We can't go forward.
No, no. We can't go forward. That would destroy the Enterprise.
That is. Is that the other choice?
I must leave.
No. Captain Picard! Cannot allow you to leave before we can go forward. Like on the deck.
Number one, we're wasting our energy trying to escape. It only weakens us. Helm, set a course for the center of the vortex. Mr. LaForge, on my command. I want all the power you can muster.
Yes, sir.
We're going in?
Yes.
Of course, set, sir.
Now, everyone hold their position. No matter what. Engage.
Shuttle Bay 2. The other Picard and the shuttle are gone.
Explain.
They just vanished.
What's our position?
We are back on course to Endicor.
Stand down from red alert.
All decks have reported in. No damage, no casualties. You have the bridge, number one.
If you travel far enough, you will eventually meet yourself. Having experienced that, number one, not something I would care to repeat.
I'll be on the bridge, sir.